I see your submission, please. Them. So I can just.
Which name? So this is cute. And how may I help you?
Crystal Mercher, please.
Okay, there. Who's calling?
Yeah, Grant and Ruben from Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, one moment.
You did a good job. Can I see the CBR?
I'm sorry, she must be leaving her phone at the moment. Did you want to leave a voicemail?
Who's a credit analyst on this deal? Matt Bona, I think.
Okay, let me see. He looks like he's on another call at the moment, unfortunately.
Could we hold for a second?
Sure.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. So there's working capital. Can I get the approval? Is this it? Yeah.
Hi, this is Crystal.
Oh, hey, Crystal. This is Ruben Grant at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good, good. I want to go over an approval we just got because I think there's a little confusion. Hopefully, we can triage it. It's called,
okay.
It's one you sent over called for Receta Enterprises.
Okay.
Did you, so we sent out kind of a, we'd like to be, you know, as transparent as possible. We sent you guys a full write up about the DBA, mm-hmm. but you guys put the wrong DBA on the approval. So, we'd love to get the deal done, but we don't want to have, you know, have an issue in funding.
So, what should it be? Because your submission says one thing, but the application shows Chick Durack as the DBA name.
What does our submission say? What does our submission say? You mean our... It says, our submission says Receta Enterprises, Inc., or END, sorry, it should be Inc., DBA House of Galby.
Okay, but your application says doing business as Chick Durack, which the customer signed off on.
Hold on, that must be a glitch in our system. Give me a second.
No, no problem. Yep, we can get it, you know, fixed, but we're going to go by what they signed off on, so I mean, it's not a big issue.
Okay, yeah, they're moving locations. Sorry,
okay.
They're moving locations.
Okay.
Not moving locations, I'm sorry. Yeah, we have customers sign an application because we need a wet signature on file. I apologize.
Yep. That's
so,
okay.
Can you go to Grant's email real quick?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So
I'm on it.
Yeah, so the customer has a location called Receta Enterprises, Inc., DBA, Chick Durack. They're starting a second Korean barbecue. Name is called House of Galby, same Korean type of barbecue restaurant, just not the Chick Durack franchise.
Okay.
And I hope that this approval is still valid.
Oh yeah, no, I'll get the DBA corrected. I'll get what's correct right now. So it should be Receta Enterprise Inc. doing business as House of Galby.
Correct.
Sure. Let me get what credit. I'll have it corrected, and I'll send you a revised approval then.
Okay. And then real quick, so
mm-hmm.
We want to get, you know, some more business your way. I think that's the goal.
Sure.
So you guys are capped at 100K on equipment without any, without like full fins or anything of that nature.
With full financials, yeah. Anything over 100,000 require full financials.
And Grant sent you guys an email. You guys are okay with us, you know, giving additional funding to the customer elsewhere, correct?
Yep, we saw that in your submission, so that's fine. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
Refund, and then, so this is capped at 36 months. One thing is, what working capital loan did you see as a takedown? Where
sure,
do you see
me,
that? Thanks, I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. Let me just go.
And we're at 8, now, just so I can understand, if it's at 100K, but taxes take it over 100K, I assume we could do that, right?
No. Your variance is, if our variance goes over 100,000, we do require full financials. So they can either pay down the difference or they'll have to provide full financials. Depending on how much more it is,
well,
we might be able to make an exception, but at the bottom of the approval, it does state anything over 100,000 is not. Yeah,
oh, I understand. So if we did this as like a dollar buyout lease, right?
We don't do dollar buyouts.
Oh, you only do FEAs.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. So that's why it's not applicable in this situation.
Yeah.
Ah, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Let me just go into, let me look where they found the working capital takedown.
So we can see, we want to refine this calculator.
And out of curiosity, just so, I mean, I can run my own numbers, but what is the yield on 36 months? What's, like, the effective rate that we're getting at? I mean, I can backdate it, but do you know offhand?
Sure. It is.
It doesn't look bad. I know that.
Yeah, let me see. If we approve this one at 7.5%.
Okay.
So let me just go into, let me see what the working capital came into play. A little slow today.
How's life in New York City?
Well, I'm not in New York. I'm in South Carolina, actually. So.
Oh, you're an 803.
Yes. let me just.
You used to work at Axis, right?
I did used to work at Axis. Yes.
You were there with Lisa, I remember.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You still talk to her? Are you guys friends? Or?
Oh, yeah. We talk almost every week. Yep. We still keep in touch. She's doing very well, actually.
Did you...
I'm sorry. What was that? You just cut out for a second.
Did you also work with Stacy, or was it just Lisa?
Just Lisa. Stacy wasn't there when we were there.
Okay. Everyone knows everyone in this industry, but everyone knows in every industry.
And that's okay, though. let me just see something.
And while I got you on the line, are you guys restarting your working capital program?
Not at this point. It might come back, but if it does, it's going to be a complete overhaul, basically. It's still in the process, but I don't know for sure if it's ever really going to come back.
Fair enough.
We're still kind of working on it. We have our cash back EFA, which is, you know, securitized. You know,
oh, you do have that.
Build.
We didn't know that.
We do. So it's kind of like a sale lease back. Yeah, we sent out a mass email a few weeks ago.
FICO requirements?
What's that?
FICO requirements?
650 or higher in 3 years' time of business. We'll go up to 100,000.
Is it 1-to-1 collateral or 2-to-1?
We have an 80% loan to value. We can get back on the.
Oh, you're going to get some, business.
I'll email you our broker program. We've got a lot of updated stuff on there. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Collateral?
We'll do anything we can kind of place. We're doing more of the hard assets like yellow iron titles, stuff that we can kind of place the value on that we're able to get some comp pricing on.
But you're 80 LTV. Okay, last question for you. How, proof of ownership, are you liberal? Like, bill of sale?
Majority. You mean for the equipment?
Yes.
Yeah, we can do a bill of sale, insurance, prior insurance, clear and free title. Mm-hmm.
Cool. I will spread the news.
Sure. And I'll send that over to you guys so you have it.
Yeah. Most people in this industry are 50. They're 2-to-1 LTV. So if you're doing 80%.
We'll go up to 100. Yep, up to 80%. Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Nice. 3 years.
Ooh. Yep, 3 years on business, 650 or higher FICO score. According to their D&B, they took down a working capital loan in May of 2016 for Seattle Prime Capital.
15 or 16?
16. 2016, last month. They took it out.
Seattle Prime Capital?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Now, if I can prove that that's false, because working capital loans, don't they have daily payments typically?
Depends. Some of them, it does depend on what they're doing. I'm trying to go through their banks and see if it's on.
I don't see anything, no.
They can get proof that it's not valid, but they show a UCC filing on them for it.
Seattle Prime Capital. Now, my only concern is, Schicto Rock is a franchise, so this could be a lot of different businesses. Is this linked to Reseda Enterprises or Schicto Rock?
It's to Reseda. That's who the DMV is. Reseda Enterprise, Inc. Let me see.
I mean, I can have them just call this company, and I can Google them and say, if it's true, it's true.
He's also got a high level of unsecured personal debt, so that's why they might be capping it also at 36. But if we can get proof that this isn't a true working capital loan, I might be able to get it done at 48. I don't think they'll go 60.
Oh, that's fine. That's okay.
Yeah.
You said Seattle Prime. Okay.
Seattle Prime Capital, Inc. out of Los Angeles, California. They filed it in May of 2016.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And they have a pool, I think...
blanket.
Yep, they got a blanket lien on them.
All right, well, you've been extremely helpful.
And I'll get the CBA corrected, and I'll send you a new approval on it.
And we've got... Mm-hmm. Do you have the correct address on it, too? Grant, your submission, please bring it up real quick. I'm just sending it at Grant's desk. Because the location the equipment is going to is?
One moment.
We have the equipment location of 15927 Ventura Boulevard.
Yes.
Yep, we got it in our system. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Crystal, yep. Thanks again for your help and informative.
And I'll
get
this over to you. I'll get you an updated approval. If you have anything else, just let me know.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. No problem. Okay, bye-bye.